Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings and welcome. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining me here at the coffee shop for Morning Coffee with Flavor. And yes, I need some coffee. So I'm going to pick out a song. What kind of mood am I in? Oh, you may not want to really know. I need to go grab me a cup of coffee. So I'm going to play a little Warrior Spirit by Black Stacks for you.
We can kick the shit of Soul Star, chillin' JR as an art, the after scholars, and image chasing dollars, and false philosophers spread untruth to the youth. Dressing goofies and liberation flags, like the drag queen with too much scene. Still it's melon in the scene for background. Running racket to lyrical hats, political and solemn, fuck a collar. Yeah, I'm talking hip hop, never spoken, but always broken. The tradition, use it to you know my part is a part of the subject. From disrespect to madness, you'll just put on. Yeah, it's not another song, it's got hype. Like a prototype to culture, like secular. Like the proof with the flicks, I got boots and clip notes and words of black folks. Don't ride skateboards or get off to fake lords. Got local DJs, sound like replay. It's all nonsense with no pretense. It's raw, let's let them sound fall. A character to draw, you want a quote from the SBA dweller. Stick it in like a savage in hella. Why, when I'm on a scene like an animal, spirit or stereo, like a box on top of cross bin.
Back, rooms creeping all
over the tracks. Silence got guns that outnumb, paralyzing. Fuck, I'm compromising. Tight. Give money to your body. Tracy. Cover the hood like K-K-K-K, bang, bang.
So I'm going live. In your head rap, so I roll with locks. In your head rap, so I roll with locks. In your head rap, so I roll with locks. In your head rap, so I roll with locks.
That was Warrior Spirit by Black Stacks. I hope you can hear me. I have my headsets on today and because I didn't really feel like holding anything in my hand. So I hope that you can hear me just fine. Again, welcome to the Coffee House, Morning Coffee with Flava. I just fixed me a lovely cup of coffee. I have to use vanilla creamer. I have to say, you know, you missed out on something if you never made it to the actual Flava Coffee House before I closed during 2008. I'm a very, very good barista, but I'm in a mood. Yes, I am. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it honest with you. I am struggling with some things right now in my spirit. I've got to make some decisions, and it's up to me right now what I'm going to do. But, you know, before I get into it, I'm going to play a song, and then I'll talk about what I'm going through. And this is my girl Sophia May and Mo Rock from the UK, and it's called Believe.
Mo Rock. Yeah. Sophia May. Yeah. Anything you can perceive, you can achieve. Yeah. You can have whatever you want. Let's go.
I believe if you study the day, study the night. I believe if you're doing some wrong, double your rights. I believe you want success, you got the key. Put your mind to it and watch you can achieve. I believe in the road, believe in the passion. Believe you can have anything you can imagine. Believe in the struggle, believe in the process. Each and every day that you can, you make progress. And never let them take your dream. Only negativity can really break a team. So trust, to get to where we going is a must. Only energy you need is the one with a plus. Move forward, never look back. What's in the past, gotta leave. Keep your head up if you believe. I believe in the change. King had a dream. Peace on the scene. X out the hate was done by any means. Ride for a cause. Still hear the call. One day maybe we'll live without wars. Raise every seed. Give them what they need. Show them how to follow their heart and how to lead. Aim for the sky. Still gotta try. Only if you tell them the truth and not a lie. One man doing it all is an illusion. But unity done for a cause is revolution. I believe in me. Matter of fact, I believe in we. So we feed the tree. Let it grow till it touch the stars. Let the love be the time that'll heal us all. Chill.
Mind on track. whatever you want. Get to it. Let's go.
Sophia May and Mo Rock, I believe. They gave me that song to use a few years ago for a youth project. And I was so blessed. You know, I was so blessed that people were giving me music. Unfortunately, the project never panned out. And that's another long story, you know, but it was a project I really believed in. And if you know me, you know I believe in our youth. I believe in our future. And I work with at-risk homeless youth on the weekends. Something has stirred in my soul that has fallen apart and at my job. And I have to make a decision if I can deal with it or not. And yes, it's at the point that I am considering quitting. I've been there for 4 years and don't know if I can really do it. Last year, the agency I work for has gone through a lot of changes. A lot of people got fired or either quit. Actually, the whole housing program. And it has been a hard transition. You know, and I've stayed there. I've watched it all. And I've stayed, of course, because I need a job. And I stayed because I love the youth. And I believe in them and why I do what it is that I do. You know, so I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure if I should stay. The other thing is that my job pays for me to be Lady Flava, you know. It pays for me to have my radio show. It pays for me to, you know, do what it is that I do when it comes to supporting artists. And if I don't have that income to do what I do as Lady Flava, that would drive me crazy too. So I just really don't know. But I do have a caller who's raised their hand, so let me bring them in. All right, 206, you're on the air with me. Oh, no. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Ah, good morning. And who is this? I think I know who it is. But who is this?
This is Marlon, Lady Flavor. How are you?
I am so excited to have you call into the show and to actually hear your voice. One of these days we're going to meet in person, though.
I know. We really, really need to. We have so much in common. So, I'm calling in today because I hear you have some things on your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you hear any of what I had said, Marlon?
I heard everything that you said. And, you know, it's real unfortunate when a program like that gets to a point where politics or even finances or just basic change happens. You know, I've been following you for quite a long time, and I know how you feel about the youth, and I've done some work with at-risk youth, and I really understand the heart pull, really understand that. And I feel for you, but I think you've done so much that maybe the message of change needing to happen is where we need to go. What do you think?
You know, and that's something that I really am processing right now. There was a post that was done by Leslie yesterday. Not Leslie. Leslie's my friend, Les Brown. And I read it, and it had something to do with sometimes we're forced into an uncomfortable situation, you know, to, in a sense, quit a job for something else better to open up. I have really believed in Flavor News. I didn't really know it was going to happen. You know, when we talk about living dreams, this wasn't something that I dreamed, Marlon.
Okay.
It, you know, when I built Flavor Coffee House, it was based off of me dating a man who did not like me being a domestic violence advocate. And he was like, what would it look like if you had your own business? So he got me thinking about that. And, you know, honestly, with his help, even though that relationship went south very quickly after Flavor opened, you know, I guess maybe from that and the relationship with him, maybe a dream was created and built. I didn't recognize it at that time, because of all the struggles that I went through. But,
yes.
You know, bottom line is if I had never built Flavor Coffee House, I wouldn't be Lady Flavor right now. I would
right.
not have established myself as a book reviewer, you know, nationally, and then, you know, to putting on open mics at my coffee shop and selling, you know, art at my coffee shop, to then establishing
right.
Flavor News before I decided to close her doors. And so, you know, I didn't really see it all coming. It wasn't something that was kind of thought out too much. It was more so something that kind of fell in my lap.
Right.
Now, and so I always felt like that was God's journey. I didn't understand the journey, but I felt like it had to have been God's journey because in my mind it works. And it, in
sure.
my mind, as you and I know, you know, being around creative souls, you know, they wake up, eat, drink, sleep, go to the bathroom thinking about creating, right?
Yes.
You know, so I feel the same way about what I do as Lady Flavor and Flavor News. And so what do I do with that? Well, so, you know, 2007, I was really, you know, established Flavor News. 2009, I started going on the air. You know, I was started doing the radio shows. And this is when I really started pushing. You know, it being Lady Flavor, having Flavor News, what do I do under the umbrella of Flavor News? And I think another thing that you probably are aware of, Marlon, is it's really hard to get support from your local people.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And so the funny thing is that the support that I gain is actually East Coast. It is very,
okay.
very little from the Pacific Northwest where you and I are. And
yes.
But in a sense, I'm blessed, you know, because the few people that are a part of the Flavor News movement that are from the Pacific Northwest get to be heard and experienced by
yes.
our East Coast friends, by our friends in Africa and London and Singapore and all the other countries that pay attention to Flavor News over the, you know. And so I don't necessarily have regrets. I do want to support the artists that are in our own hometown, you know, but it comes down to me just saying, you know, I just love the arts and I want to build
yes.
with those that want to build with me. Now,
yes.
I know that there are people that really online feel they don't need to pay for anything.
Right.
You know, and, you know, but if you think about the mainstream artists, they all pay for who's on their staff. They all pay.
Yeah, in one way or another, yes.
You know, so, you know, I have three, I don't like to call them clients. I more so call them associates that I do work very, very closely with. I do a lot more for them. And I do get paid by them. And
good.
So, in a sense, you know, yeah, I do more because they pay, right? you know, that isn't necessarily a good feeling to say, but I don't know why, because I don't imagine, you know, anybody who works on the team of the mainstream artists are, you know, hesitant in saying, yeah, I get paid by, you know, Diddy or, you know, Jay-Z
right,
or whatever.
Right. Right? They have huge budgets.
No, but yeah, but I don't make enough from those three associates, you know, to live off of.
Yes.
When I decided over a year ago to turn Flavor News into a movement, I turned it into a membership, a pain membership movement. And I started it out where it was $1 a month, $12 a year to join the movement, to gain support. I spend a lot of time, as you know, Marlon, in putting things out on different social networks and, you know, and this and that and that. To me, it was like, okay, let's see who wants to really build with me.
Right.
Let's see, $1 a month. Who cannot afford $1 a month? I, you know, I mean, let's think about it. A pack of gum costs more than $1 now.
Yes.
You know, you buy a soda,
yes,
at least $1.79, and you buy cigarettes.
Oh, yes.
I understand cigarettes cost around like $7 or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, you know, you go to a club, a bar, drinks cost $10, you know. It costs, it, you know, so, I mean, we could go on, what people spend money on, right? So what it is, what is it that you got? So immediately, you know, I got maybe, you know, immediately like 50 people who joined the movement, you know, and then it went up to, you know, 100. And I haven't counted now to see what the numbers were, you know, but that was cool, you know.
Yes.
Some people, you know, paid $1 a month, which was fine. Some people, you know, I'll be honest, there was a homeless artist who believed in what I was doing, who mailed me a $1 bill.
Oh.
I still have that $1 bill. So when I finish my studio, that's going up on the wall. You know,
there you go.
And, you know, a homeless artist was able to mail me a $1 bill.
Yeah.
You know, so then I said that I would grandfather anybody in who joined at $1 a month, $12 a year, for the rest of the time they're a part of this movement. And then I changed it in January to $5 a month and $50 a year. And I still had people who had joined. Now it's kind of stopped. I have pushed the movement as much. I did get some artisan, you know, which was interesting to me, that process of gifting five artists in this past, the end of 2012. I gifted, you know, some artists into the movement, three hip-hop artists and two storytellers. And, you know, I don't know if artists really understand what it means to build a win-win. What it means to build on something. As you and I know, Marlon, it takes money to build.
Yes.
If I quit my job, I won't have the resources to do my radio shows. This costs money here.
Right. Oh, yes.
From having the electricity to having the internet to having to pay for my radio station, it all costs money.
Right.
You know, so then what happens to Flava News and what happens to Lady Flava if I quit my job?
But there, even though you're where you're at and you've established the relationship, and I know what it's like to bond with these children, you know, I know there's a fine line that we can't cross, you know, mm-hmm. but the point is we still establish relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is I know that there are other companies out there that do the same thing. And, you know, what comes to mind as we're talking,
mm-hmm.
One thing that I learned in these past couple of years, or I became more aware of, blessings do not come in pretty packages always.
Sure.
Sometimes they're very murky and muddy and whatever. And the other thing that I'm hearing is that you have a lot to take away. There's a lot of things you've said that you've gained from this personally and professionally,
mm-hmm.
and you know all that we go through makes us who we are,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm offering that maybe there's another company where you can go to, maybe start looking now so that when you do, if you do decide to leave where you're at, you just slide in somewhere else.
And I appreciate you saying that. And I am looking, you know, for that. I'll be honest, Marlon, my setup where I work is a perfect setup for who I am and what I do.
Okay.
You know, in the sense of, despite the politics and the craziness that's going on with the people who have the power to make some decisions, you know, I can be Lady Flava in a sense, even though my kids right now, is I used to be able to do my radio shows from there. They're very demanding, and they're very high risk. I have a lot of issues that I deal with right now. And so that part of it I don't necessarily mind in a sense because, yeah, I'm there to get paid to do a job. And so I used to have a lot of downtime where I could be on the air and I could do my radio shows and I could be on Facebook and all of that, which was okay, which is still okay with the agency because they knew from the very beginning that I did all of that. But now the kids, you know, are wanting my time and needing my time and attention. So that's fine. The thing is that it needs to be weekend work. And it needs to be, you know, something that I couldn't arrange, you know, to get to because through all the craziestness of my life, you know, in building Flava Coffee House, I lost my financial world. And so my beetle, I have the most adorable beetle. Her engine blew a year ago. It, you know, it's $3,500 for a new engine for my beetle. I can't afford it. So I've been without a car, so it has to be somewhere where I can get to and be safe. Some of the social service agencies are not necessarily in a location, just depending on where for me to travel. And the hours that they are looking for could be, you know, usually are the graveyard shift.
Right.
So for me to travel by bus and all of that is that's not necessarily going to work, and especially where it is that I live, you know. So I have to think through all of that too. And because I am a full-time caretaker of my elderly father, and so that's why it's weekend work that I have to get so that one of my daughters can be around to be with my dad on the weekends. You know, and so, you know, I am looking, and I've got my feelers out. And so, you know, it's, and, you know, I'm not in a situation where it's like, okay, you know, Flava, just hold your breath and breathe through this right now, get through it, and until something better comes along. I really need to make a decision immediately if I can stay or not, because it has now come down to my safety and well-being.
Okay.
They've put my safety at risk, and it has been at, I've been at risk at my job for the last 6 months of potentially being harmed by clients.
Okay, that's not good.
because of the type of clients that they're bringing in, and I've been dealing with some extreme drug abuse and suicide issues, and that's why I've not really been able to be on Facebook and things, because I've had to be on alert a lot. And when kids are high off of heroin, they're not really aware of what they're doing, you know, and to be concerned about, you know, making sure there is nothing around that a client can harm themselves with or me. And, you know, I sleep there because I go in on Friday nights and I get off Sunday morning. So I sleep there. I get woken up in the middle of the night behind craziness, you know, and I'm the only one dealing with it. I don't have anybody else there to back me up,
really?
Support me, protect me or anything, you know. So, it has come down to me because of a decision the higher-ups made. It has come down to jeopardizing, really, my sanity and safety. And that's, yeah. So I'm going to be meeting with the human resource person, and I'll, you know, kind of process with her and make a decision what I need to do, you know, to keep myself safe. And sane, and, you know, if I can continue on, you know, with doing the work that I do. I do it because I really, I do it, of course. I'm not going to lie. I need the money in the job, you know?
Yeah, but you like the work you do, too.
But my kids, mm-hmm. Oh, the experiences that I've had on the first weekend staff of this particular location. And I've had jam sessions with my kids. Right now I have a young woman, beautiful voice, sings, writes poetry, writes songs, dances. I mean, she's just so beautiful and so talented, you know. I've had rappers there. I've had another one of my clients right now is writing a book, you know. And, you know, because I try to work with the kids around how to take what they've had to go through in life and how to be able to process and express it in a healthy way.
Yeah.
You know, you think about it. These are kids that are on the streets who have now mm-hmm. finally have temporary housing, you know,
right.
to come home to. They don't necessarily have the healthiest of skills. I learned this past weekend, which I never thought about, there are certain drugs that warms your body so that it fakes your mind out that you're warm at nighttime when it's freezing outside.
Oh, no.
And I didn't know that.
Gosh.
You know.
I've never heard of that either. That's amazing.
You know, so, you know, the things that these kids, you think about, these kids go through just to survive, to be on the streets. They take drugs to just survive on the streets, to have to go through the crazinesses of what they experience. They sell their body
right.
on the streets to survive. They've
yes.
been beaten and raped and abused on the streets. You know, and so they numb themselves by taking drugs, you know. And so it's just, you know, you think about it. I'm that mama, I'm that grandma, that auntie, you know, type person. And
mm-hmm.
so I think that's why I'm effective with the kids. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, and even though I deal with some high-risk things, even in the last 6 months, you know, I've been able to establish it where there's still a trust there, you know,
yes.
with me and the kids. And
right.
so they will come to me prior to doing other things. It took a
yes.
lot of work, you know, to get to that point. And then for
mm-hmm.
them to put me in a position of bringing in a new client that will just ruin that scenario, you know, and I'm not the only one who's unhappy. My coworkers are unhappy too. And so it all blew up the other night with all of the staff of my property.
Oh.
And so that's why it's so bad. It's not just me. It's the whole, all of my team became upset because they recognized that it's not only not healthy for one of our clients, but all of the clients and all of the staff because of one
right.
decision. So it's just,
right.
it's crazy. And I appreciate you letting me process out loud, Marlon, and everybody
yes.
who's listening to the show live. And normally that's not what I do here on Morning Coffee with Flav. I try to, you know, keep it upbeat because
yes.
hey, this is like hump day. This is like when I can come on the air and say good morning to you, wish you a great day. That's one of the things that I miss about my actual physical coffee shop. I never realized when I had Flava how much it meant to, especially my morning people that would come in and get coffee because, you know, I'm one of those persons that says, good morning, baby. Have a great day, sweetheart, darling. You know, great to see you.
Yes.
I'm that kind of person, and
yes.
you know, if you want a hug, I'll give you a hug. And I didn't realize how that little bit meant to them. And when I announced that I was going to close Flava, some of them even cried. They were so
yeah.
hurt and disappointed that they weren't going to have that in the morning. And so that's how I decided to do this day on hump day, the middle of the week, wake up early in the morning with the frog in my throat and everything and, you know, come and just try to bring something positive to everybody, to wish them a good day and, give them some good music and, you know, and all of that. So I apologize to everybody who's listening that I'm kind of in a funk. I just have a lot on my plate right now that I'm trying to, you know, work through. And
right.
I figured, you know, if you know me and you pay attention to things that I post online, I like to process out loud. And I like to, you know, because it might be something that somebody else is going through too. So let's process.
Yes.
I'm all about building a win-win. I'm all about building community. And I'm all about, you know, how can we do this together? Because the bottom line is, as much as some of us are very independent, speaking of myself, that, you know, we need others to make it in this world. And
yes.
And going back to Flavor News and building, turning Flavor News into a movement and trying to see who I can build with, that's an interesting challenge. I do it because
yep.
I believe that the bottom line is this is a business. And my goal for 2013 is to reopen my license and to make this a legitimate business. I've established
right.
I've been working with my Department of Revenue guy, and he was like, you know, don't reopen the license until you're ready to be tracked. And,
yes.
And but also some of the people and situations that I'm dealing with right now to legitimize what it is that I'm doing, I have to have that license.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows it costs money to be licensed. It costs money to pay taxes. You know, it costs money to do so much of what it is that I do. So, again,
right.
it goes back to if I quit my job, you know.
Right.
And it would be lovely to build with artists that recognize that there is a value to Flavor News because I've worked really hard for what I've done. And
yes.
most what I do is not online, and you do not know who I'm connected to now and who pays attention to me and who pays attention to the artists that I support, you know.
Well, may I just say, on the note of, you know, moving forward, and you were saying you always try to be uplifting and all that, and as we, you know, you said we do need to work things out on occasion, and you know, that's community, that's working together. And I would just like to say that as I'm listening to you and having followed you for as long as I have, I'm wondering if it would be time to possibly go for a grant to just take it big time, you know, because we, as you know, there's the business of music and people that handle the business of music, and then there's the artists and dealing with the artists. So I'm just offering that. Bet you there's some money out there for you, Miss Flava.
I excuse me, I am in the process of one grant right now that I could potentially get up to $10,000. There is another grant. I just need to think, you know, because as you know, Marlon, we have city grants here through the mayor's office to support
yes.
Cultural arts events.
Yes.
And so, you know, I do have somebody, I have gotten one of those grants in 2008 where I did a literary conference here. And so I am, you know, thinking through what that would look like to apply for one of those grants to do an art event here in Seattle. You know, so those are two grants. The other grants are a little bit more challenging for me to do on my own, and I would really need a grant writer, you know, to work with me. And so if you
okay.
know a grant writer, I would love
okay. right.
You know, and I believe in Flavor News, and I believe in the amazing talents. You know, I'm so not about the mainstream artists. I'm not. And there is some great literature being written by unknown authors. There are great spoken word artists out there that are not recognized as artists. You know, there are great, you know, talents from hip-hop, jazz, R&B, soul, alternative rock, you know, all of that that deserve to be heard and experienced. And
right.
That's what I do. I always fight for the underdog. That's just me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I feel like I'm an underdog, but that's who I fight for. So I appreciate you bringing up the grant thing. It is something that I do have one grant that's in the works. And then I'm just having to write through my proposal for the potential, you know, Seattle City grant. And then, I know that there are other art grants out there. I have two humongous, like, 5-inch thick grant books. And they, like I was saying, it's a little bit more challenging. But the thing is, Marlon, I really would like to see artists join hands with Flava News. Because if you think about it, so for instance, I don't know, I got 34, because, you know, I deleted 300 people one night.
Yes.
And people to do that, Flava, because we recognize that when you do certain things in this industry, numbers really count.
Yes.
Whether they're real number, whether they're real people paying attention to you, when somebody looks to see who's following you, they look at numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people can pay for hits to things. That really kind of disgusts me that you can pay for hits. But people
mm-hmm.
pay for hits because numbers really matter. So, yeah, one
yes.
night I was in a mood and I deleted 300 people. So, you know, I think I'm down to like 3,400 people. So if you think about it, if half of them gave a dollar,
mm-hmm.
the radiation could be covered for a long time.
Yes.
You know, the things that I do could be handled. The things, because, you know, more things could take place because I would have the capability of purchasing or, you know, doing things. I mean, it's just like, for 3 years in a row, I should have been in Philadelphia every October for the Jazz and Poetry Festival my friend Big Trigger puts on. In August of every year, I should be in Atlanta, Georgia for the International Soul Summit. You know, every March, I should be at South by Southwest. You know, I mean, I can go.
Yes.
I really should be at to be amongst some of the bigger connections that I've actually made now. You know, I don't have the money to fly there. I don't have it to be able to take people's music or whatever. So I created a show, you know, that's called Flava's 15-Minute Set, and I've kind of tweaked why I do that particular show. And now what I'm doing with that show is that I'm using it as a tool for artists who have everything in place to be recognized, from websites to EPKs, press kits, to crisp produced productions of sound, to all of that product, that show is being sent to specific people. It's not just about the social networks and having fun and trying to get you to listen. It's about putting those talents in front of people who are making moves and can put you in a position to make moves.
Right.
And so, you know, my capabilities have grown. You know, places
yeah.
and connections. You know, I'm not at that point where they pay me to come places, right? No, I'm not
right.
there. But maybe one day I will be, right?
Right.
You know,
let me
but,
share one more thing with you. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm going to share one more thing with you before you and I sign off. You know, there came a time for me, back in 1992, I was fortunate to have been chosen to do showcases for BMI
mm-hmm.
here. They were always doing rock and roll, but they weren't doing R&B.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, fast forward a few years, I was in a position where, like you, I was saying to myself, well, you know, I know what the industry wants, as you just talked about, the crisp demos and all these things. And I had people telling me, I'm not going to do a demo. I don't need to, I'm not, you know, and I basically just took my time and eased on out and said, these folks just don't get it. So where I was doing things like for my publishing part of my business,
mm-hmm.
where I was clearing samples for artists, now what I've done, where God led me, I believe, for my publishing end, I have 3 children's books in the
mm-hmm.
works right now. And I'm looking for money to finish one of them because there will be a pop-out in the middle of the book where they will be able to go to the computer, like Michael Jackson's book, and they'll see, like for Michael Jackson's book, you go and put a page in front of the computer, and you see Michael's concert. Well, for me, they're going to see a concert also, but it would be an animated situation.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm sharing with you is that as much as I struggled, and as much as I even today could say I want to work with artists, I found something that I could still do and move forward and kind of stay
right.
on that.
Well, I will always, you know, be involved, you know, with artists and creativity. I mean, there are other things that are in the works that are not talked about, you know, publicly or, you know,
yeah.
or anything, you know, that I'm working on. I mean,
yeah.
I'm a partner in Marlex Records, and so there are projects that we're working on, you know, there. And, you know, there's other things that are, you know, I mean, it's just like J.C. Cage from Black Stacks and I. We have something very separate from what they do as Black Stacks.
Okay.
You know, and so there are definitely things that are done that people just aren't aware of that, in a sense, are opening up the doors for the moves to be made and the money to come in. So it's like almost like you can almost taste it and feel it,
yes.
but it's not like quite there where the money is just popping up.
Yes.
You know, the respect,
yes.
the communication and the open conversations are happening, you know.
Good.
And so
okay.
that yeah, I'm, that's a start.
You're
going to you
hang
know?
In there in this industry. You're going to hang in there. I admire that.
Oh, I'm a tough cookie.
Yes.
But, it's just hard, you know, because when it comes down
yes.
to that money thing, I know that's what
yes.
stops a lot of artists from moving forward, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's listening to the show and if there's anybody else that wants to raise their hand that's hanging out on the phone line listening, please feel free to do that. You just hit the 1 button. But otherwise, you know, maybe I'll take the show a little bit longer, unfortunately, because let me just see if I can actually extend it from another screen. I set this particular show up to just be an hour show, so I do really want to get some music in and you know, just kind of put you in a good space and give you a good vibe to go into this Wednesday and the rest of the week. So let's see if I can, by chance, extend the show a little bit longer and play some music. So one night, put on a track and try to do that. I'm going to play Sunshine by Tamika Love Jones out in Washington, D.C.
So
Love Jones out there in Washington, D.C. with her piece, Sunshine. Marlon, I apologize. I thought you were going to hang in there with me. I should have said that you could hang in there with me, and I was like, oh, she's gone. So anyway, Marlon, thank you so much for calling into the show. She is somebody who is very much appreciated and respected up here in the Pacific Northwest and doing her part in working with creative souls and being a creative soul herself. So one day, girl, we are going to meet in person. It's really interesting. The people who are right here in my own hometown that I have never met in person, but you know, a lot of it has to do with the fact that my life is so very, very full. As you heard me talking earlier in the show, I work every weekend almost. I have usually one weekend a month off. And then during the week, I'm full-time caretaker of my father. Over the years, I've been a full-time caretaker of my grandchildren, and all of that. So my life is full, and I don't really have much free time. Somebody was saying, what do you do on your day off? What is a day off? I don't even know what that looks like. Marlon, again, thank you so much, my friend, for calling in and sharing and this time with me and helping me process, you know, kind of what I'm going through and decisions that I'm needing to make. And I do agree that possibly this is at a point where I'm being pushed in a very hard direction for potentially, you know, some bigger and better things, because I believe that 2013 is a great year. I put a lot of things in place in 2012 and made a lot of decisions in how I needed to move forward and working with artists and creative souls and to how I'm going to keep from getting into a negative space or being pulled into drama of my creative friends and all of that. So I'm feeling good, and I feel much better right now. So thank you for allowing me this. I was able to extend the show another hour, so if you want to hang out with me, we're going to play some more music. If you want to call and say good morning and share your thoughts, please do so. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I think I'm going to play a fun song. This is my girl Monica Monet with her friend Jaws of Life, and this is called Teach Me.
Jaws of Life. Yeah. Miss Monica Monet. How you doing, man? I like to say Monet. Count the light, no elbows up on the table, man, it's right. Yeah. Straying away from words like, hun, I, this is a special one.
Okay.
Your boy done cleaned up, she must be a special one.
What?
We moving on up like elevators in Jefferson's building. She feels him, say he is the chosen one.
Huh?
A little mini messiah, got things in common,
what?
Common in Hezekiah.
What?
Walk her to the door, I don't want her to go.
Nah.
Trying to be hard and I don't want it to show.
Nah.
Want to impress, really want it to flow. So I sit there with this single and said, it's me and Mo.
Nika,
listen, life.
Stopping by the coffee shop today, Flavor Coffee House, my baby, my place that I can welcome you in in the comforts of your own home to sit and chill and listen to some good music. And there goes my alarm. Okay, let's turn that off. You know, to welcome you to listen to some good music, join in conversation if you like. You know, this is what we do at the coffee shop. We support some great talents from not only here in the Pacific Northwest, where Marlon and I are, to across the United States, to even around the globe. I've been very, very blessed to have some amazing talents come my way. So if you want to find out more about the Flavor News Movement, go to www.flavornews.com. Hit the Flavor News Movement button. It'll tell you about, you know, what it is that I'm doing, what it takes to be a part of the movement. And I even have a list up of some of the artists, or most of the artists that are a part of the movement. I need to add a few names. But go check it out. Some of the artists actually have come to me through their managers, record labels, and publicists. So some of them did not come directly on their own, but I sure hope they're glad that they're here. And I want to bring you a talent again out of Washington, D.C. He's an amazing talent. He has traveled overseas and performed in Japan for 3 months and, you know, puts on shows out there on the East Coast. This is Brian Christopher with his track, Beautiful.
Talk about you today. Oh.
That's my friend Brian Christopher out there in Washington, D.C. with his track, Beautiful. You know, I think I'm going to take you down to the Bay Area. This is one of the newest artists that is a part of the Flava News movement. And his name is Brian Copeland. This piece is called Love Can Change the World. Now that's some beautiful music. That's again Brian Copeland down in the Bay Area with his piece Love Can Change the World. I look forward to being able to play more music by him. I love it when new people come along and it's something new, a different flavor. You know, no two artists is the same. And I think that's what creativity is all about, you know, just doing your own thing and just creating what's in your soul, you know, to put out there. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And definitely it comes down to a matter of taste and what you like and what you appreciate when it comes to what somebody's putting out there. So, you know, I don't always make people happy, you know, with my opinion of what they create. But, you know, please always know it is just my opinion, one person. What direction should I take you? And you know what? I want to thank everybody who's listening to the show live. I think this is the most listeners I've had to my morning coffee with Flava so far. So it's growing. I have to tell you, the hits, though, to the archives are off the chain. I think last week's show is, you know, way over 1,000 hits. And so somebody out there is digging what I'm doing, huh? At least, you know, across the world or whatever it is, whoever's coming back and listening to the archives of that particular show. And, let's see, last year, you know, I'm not one to inflate numbers. I just don't believe that. And I know that there are people out there who say the numbers that are being that are listening. But last year I got like about almost 60,000 hits to my shows. And so to me, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, you know. And that means that amount of people, you know, potentially are hearing, you know, your flavor. If you're a part of the Flavor News Movement, if you do a feature on one of my shows, or, you know, you call in and talk about a subject or spit a piece, whatever, you know. How many people are listening to you now? Think about it, okay? So I think I want to take you out to Detroit. I haven't played a piece by my dear friend in a while, and this is one of the very first pieces I ever played by him. One of the most amazing guitar players I have ever, like, watched on video play. This is Melvin Chenault with Hey Joe. All right, that's my dear friend Melvin Chenault out there in Detroit, Michigan, one of the most amazing acoustic guitar players I have ever had the pleasure of watching play on video. One day I'm going to watch him perform live. Whether I get him out here to the Pacific Northwest or I go out there to Detroit, somehow I'm going to witness him. I'm going to play a piece by a dear friend of mine. He's been a dear friend for many, many, many years. And he is another artist that I do plan to see him perform live on stage. My girl, Amina, much love to you, my friend. I know you can appreciate this particular piece. This is Wisdom Supreme with his piece called A Poet's Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to spoken word so that a poet's truth is always heard. And for the voiceless is why I stand. One nation under poetry and syllables with similes and metaphors for all. Why must an artist be starving? 'Cause he chooses to serve the people without compromising convictions or decisions to be deceitful. Profit from your talent as long as it's with integrity. Entertain with a purpose, the secret to one's longevity. Choose a message to give and make sure that it's what you live. To speak the truth is nice, but to live it takes sacrifice. If your passion is in the arts, then you do this without the charts. Come real with it from the heart or you'll lose it before you start. The masses will build your rep when your focus is on respect. To be the best is success more valuable than a check. Priceless should be your soul because values is what you hold. Your motto is never fold so that legend can be your goal. If money becomes your God, then happiness is a facade. Riches can come and go like the visions from a mirage. Practice can breed perfection in nearly any profession. But love for what you do is a passion and such a blessing. I live for what I preach and I'll die for its protection. To always speak the truth in the face of harsh rejection. Correction is only given when sinning is your obsession. Destined is a reflection of Satan's evil direction. Who's doing this for love or the love of worldly possessions? I do this for the upliftment of sisters and all my brethren. I represent the generation that's been underappreciated, miseducated, misdiagnosed, and overmedicated. From families hiding abuse to institutions hiding the truth. So our doctors give out more prescriptions till we all become fiends with an addiction. Schools will give up on our kids who seem hopeless, victims with ADD symptoms and no focus. Notice, their attention seems to lessen from their lessons. Their history lies in mystery, so their present is the gift of oppression. Blessings blocked by generational curses can be reversed when our poets speak verses with a purpose. Focus on the depths of our minds and not our purses. Wealth without knowledge of self leaves you worthless. Passion without action is dead, so stay active. Ambition is the fuel that drives goals. Don't be passive. The masses face factors that are tragic and lethal. Classes of raptures that are massive, deceitful, wretched, and reckless. The worst kind of people who choose not to fight and our plight against evil. That math is ass backwards. The most hazardous of tactics that splits and divides us into fractions. Disastrous. Our outcome and fate to combat all this hate. Uplift through your gift to entertain and educate.
All right, that's my dear, dear friend, Wisdom Supreme, out of Bronx, New York, with his piece, A Poet's Pledge. Again, he's somebody I've been connected to for a long while now. You know, have you ever just, you know, talked to somebody on the phone and online, and you just kind of feel their soul and their spirit? He's a good man. He's a creative soul, and I support him, whatever he does. And, you know, if you are out there in the New York area, you can check him out along with Sophia, Amina, and Alexander at the Ashford & Simpson Sugar Bar. They perform there pretty frequently. I'm not sure what they got going on out there. I have to find out because I think they're there pretty frequently. And the one thing that seems to be beautiful about the New York area is that there are many places that you can go and experience spoken word. We have it here in Seattle, but, you know, sometimes it just, it doesn't last. You know, it doesn't stay consistent, but it appears, you know, like the Bay Area, Atlanta, New York has it on a consistent basis, places where you can go and do an open mic or you can experience amazing spoken word artists. That's one of the things, you know, that took place at Flava Coffee House every Friday night for Flava's Night of Creative Expression. You can experience some amazing, or you could have experienced some amazing spoken word artists. So I want to thank you again for hanging out. I extended the show a little longer this morning. Normally it's just an hour show, you know, but I just was in that mood that I had to just share what was on my heart. And I thank those of you that listened. I thank Marlon for coming on the air with me and helping me process, to those that have been sending me private messages since I've been on the air this morning. And I know somehow it's going to work out. I feel much better right now that I've talked about it. And you know me, I'll talk about some things publicly. Yes, I will. You know, but I do that sometimes because it might help somebody else, you know, and I'm just I'm a simple girl, you know, who just tries to support people. And sometimes when you support others, it's not necessarily easy. And, you know, the work that I do with at-risk youth is not necessarily easy. So, again, thank you. Thank you for coming and having coffee with me. My coffee's kind of gotten cold, but, you know, I don't know if you can hear me sipping on it. I apologize. I'm sipping through a straw. But I love me some vanilla creamer in my coffee every morning. I'm going to play a piece. This is called Encouraging Words, and this is by Morris Allen.
I've been there and I know that
Encouraging Words by Morris Allen. You know, I was really excited to receive this album. You know how it used to be back in the day, you'd buy an album, and maybe there was 3 tracks out of 10, 12 tracks that you really liked. You know, and you have a choice when you do the radio shows, how many tracks, you know, you upload, right? I really had a difficult time deciding which tracks to upload from the album that I received from Morris Allen, because they were all good. I was feeling every single one of them, you know, so I apologize, I scrolled past and I couldn't tell you what the name of the new album is. I'll find out that information and I'll post that up on Facebook. But he's an amazing talent. Can you tell? What a beautiful voice. I am scrolling through my list. I'm trying to find something in the hip-hop arena. I'm going to play a piece by Lady Taze and Bishop Freeze. She is really active out here in the Pacific Northwest in the community working with the youth. She has her own nonprofit youth organization. Much of what she does as a female MC is always around a very positive, uplifting subject. So I'm going to play Let's Get Involved by Lady Taze and Bishop Freeze.
This is Lady Taze
and Bishop Freeze
uniting
to
eliminate violence on women and families. All my women and men in the struggle join in, putting violence to an end. Let's get involved. Let the human trafficking and police brutality. Come on, everybody, let's get involved. Playing crazy, that's what you pretend to be. You need to stop blaming chemical dependency.
It's a call to action.
should to break the silence. If you don't speak out, you can join in the violence.
I'm a woman of color. Where you at? Where you at? It's a call to action. The one who's up is back. Come on, the trepidation and pull me from jealousy. Come on, everybody, let's get involved.
Lady Taze and Bishop Freeze out of the Pacific Northwest, Tacoma, Washington, with their piece, Let's Get Involved. I always talk about the fact that music and art can play a very, very significant role in the change in how we view life and how we move forward. And I challenge artists, you know, to really, really think about what it is that they create and how it affects us and how we feel. There isn't a day that goes by that I can imagine any one of you can say we do not experience art. We do, no matter what. We turn on radios, we turn on TVs, we are on the computer, we listen to iPods, we see visual art, the things that we choose to wear, the jewelry, the clothing, you know, the landscape of what we see outside our windows and on our highways and byways. It's all art. It's all creativity. Some of it's natural. Some of it is produced and created, you know. But we experience art every single day. And we, as creative souls, well, not me so much, but as creative souls, you know, we have the power to influence how someone experiences a moment with us. So really, really think about that. I much love and respect to Lady Taze down there in Tacoma, Washington. She's really doing a lot for our young people. And using her talents as a female MC also to put those messages out to them. I need to give a shout out to a man who's been a part of my life since about 2009. And we met on Facebook. And one day, again, I will meet him in person. But I want to give a shout out to Miles Anthony of Righteous Music Media. He works with some amazing talents, Darian Dean and Margot B. And they are artists, especially Darian. He has done some absolutely great things. Last month he performed at the Soul Factory in New York City, but he has opened up for Mary J. Blige in Aruba. He has won the Budweiser Fest. He has, you know, done the R&B Soul Jazz Cruise with Eric Roberson. You know, he has done some really, really great things. But Miles Anthony, you know, he's not one to put himself in the spotlight. He is somebody I admire. I call him my mentor. In this industry, he is steadfast. He is solid. He is connected. He is diligent. He is committed and determined. And he works really hard. He works really hard for his clients. And I respect him. I respect him so very much, and I've learned so much, you know, from him. So big shout-outs to you, Miles, out there in New York. One day, my friend, I'm going to be able to sit down and have coffee with you face-to-face. So with that said, I want to play a piece by Darian Dean, and this is Love Revolution.
Oh, all right.
Again, that was Darian Dean out of New York with his piece Love Revolution. And again, much love and respect for his manager and record label, Miles Anthony, with Righteous Music Media. I'm blessed to have you as a mentor, Miles, and I appreciate you more than you even know. There's some great talents that are out here in the Pacific Northwest, as Marlon and I spoke of earlier in the show. Many of them I've never met in person. And this particular artist, I have not met in person. He's an amazing talent. But I want to say something before I play a piece by him. I have a dear friend of mine. I also call him a mentor. And I'm very blessed in the years that I've been doing this, especially since I've been on the radio and the people that I've connected with. But the one thing about being a creative soul and stepping out there and doing this, you know, and trying to make a living off of it, many do not have health insurance. And so what do they do when a health crisis comes about? I have a dear friend, Cedric James. He was one of the DJs for KWJZ before it closed down, our jazz station. We no longer have a jazz station here. An amazing voice. He's a very kind man, and I've learned so much from him and still hope to be able to partner with him on a project that we've been talking about. But he does have a health crisis going on. He is needing a kidney transplant. So in March, there is going to be a fundraiser function in honor of Cedric James to help raise money for the expenses for a kidney transplant. I'll have more information about that for you. I do have a flyer to put out. And, you know, all the information is starting to come together. So I hope that you'll get involved. You know, the smallest amount could really add up. You know, like Marla and I were talking about, you know, right now I've got about 3,400 people on my friends list just on Facebook. And if everybody gave a dollar, you know, that's $3,400, right? If you gave half, if you know, whatever, it would really, really add up. And I would hope that somebody would really, really consider giving, you know, something towards this particular cause. He's a great man. I'd hate to lose him, you know, due to him not having health insurance. And I really want to do this project with him. I want to learn and grow. I have sat and watched him record radio shows and how he uses his voice and how he uses his equipment. And I really want him to come and sit with me and teach me. And that was the whole goal, you know. And I finally have that computer that Cedric can come and work with me on. I have a new computer, so I have to give a shout-out to Robert Scott. God bless me with Robert coming into my life. He's promised me and pledged to me he will always be my IT tech and help me with my computer stuff. So I have it now, and it's wonderful. It's beautiful. But I want to encourage you, you know, when you know somebody who is a good person and is in need, think about how you can support and how you can get others to support. The smallest of amounts can add up. So with that said, this particular artist is donating his time and talents for Cedric James' fundraiser. His name is Darius Wilbridge, and I am going to play... Let's see, which piece am I going to play? I think I'm going to play All the Way Slow, again, by Darius Wilbridge.
All the way slow, baby. song by song. Let go of wondering if they'll feel me. Just let me get through to the real me. If I trust this heart, I can't go wrong.
Out of the Pacific Northwest with his piece All the Way Slow. Again, he is going to be just one of the artists that's going to be performing at the fundraiser for Cedric James in raising funds to help him with a kidney transplant. That's going to be taking place in March. More details to come. And Cedric has agreed to come on Flava News Radio with me. I'll probably do a leopard carpet show with him, but maybe I could get him to come on when he's feeling up to it to do a few shows with me. You really need to hear this amazing man's voice. I know we came to know and love him here in the Pacific Northwest on KWJZ, but talk about a radio voice. He's got an amazing one. I'm going to keep it with another local artist. We're pretty proud of him. I don't know why we do this when it comes to artists that, you know, had that opportunity to step out there in the limelight. But this is one of those artists. He is another new member of the Flava News movement. He was one of the final contestants. He went long ways on The Voice. You know, so that definitely hit that opportunity for him to be a participant and went to the pretty close to the end. Definitely has opened up doors for him. I'm going to play a piece by Michael Wassman. And I think I'm going to play, let's see, How Can I Be Down?
Looks that kill you got a smile to pay the bills. You got the will, I just wanna ride. You got style, send me lift. A tall glass of water, wanna take a sip. Like a radio hit, I can't get off my mind.
Seattle's very own Michael Wassman. He's going to be down at Yoshi's in San Francisco on January 30th. So if you are in the Bay Area, you are definitely in for a treat. And I would really, really encourage you to go to Yoshi's and check out Michael Wassman. It's going to be a great, great show. Again, I want to thank everybody who tuned in to Morning Coffee with Flava this morning. I thank you for indulging me and allowing me to just share my heart. The first half of the show, I did extend this show an extra hour. Normally, it's just an hour show. It's just my way of being able to share some time with you on hump day, the middle of the week, Wednesday, and wish you a great day, wish you a great rest of the week, and I feel better. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do feel better, and I know in the end it's all going to work out. So we've only got like a minute left of the show. I'm going to say goodbye at this point, and I'm going to close out the show with a piece by John D. Green Sr. out there in Detroit. It's called Tribal Mental Cleanse. Goodbye, and have a great, great day.